What's up?
Oh, un there. Did I not get any new emails? Hold on a sec. I wanted to do the weather, but while I'm looking it up, how's everything sounding? Does it sound all right in your headphones?
Yeah. You sound all right. You sound like you're from home, but you sound all right.
Everything's sounding okay. I'm hearing a clicking in mine, but I don't know if that's from my radio that I'm streaming from.
No, that's your brain skipping.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah,
turn on anti-skip.
You know I can't afford that. Come on, no. I can afford that fancy anti-skip. Come on. All right, here we go.
Sony Discman that you put in your back pocket.
Crazy. Today, we do have a chance of snow. We could see 1 inch possible, then becoming sunny, high of 40. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 27. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 43. Then we got a chance for some snow, slushiness on Friday, high of 45. Saturday, 53. Then it's warming up, 58, then 55, then 58. So one of those weird little what?
What in God's name was that yesterday? Dude, it was like 60 degrees, and then all of a sudden, boom, like a blizzard comes. Blizzard stops.
Yeah,
the sun pops back out. It warms back up.
Yep.
And then by the time I'm done doing a few errands, getting some food for the old lady, it's snowing again.
Yeah, it was weird. It was weird, and it was like it looked like Dippin' Dots, you know?
It did.
Or cheap
did.
Cocaine. Right. It looked like Dippin' Dots or cheap cocaine that's been cut with plant food. And we all know what kind of cocaine I'm talking about. Right. But, yeah, it was weird. It was weird. So I think we got a day or two of that. So I'm counting yesterday and today. But then it's going to be warming up by the weekend, hopefully. So we should be all right. Anyway. All right, let's get to it. We got your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a Bud Light seltzer. If you want to try the variety packs, you can get the tall boys. They got all sorts of different delicious flavors for you to try out with Bud Light Seltzers. All right, what do you got for sports? Anything?
Cool. Yeah, we got some stuff here, man. PGA Tour officials are expected to announce this week their intention to resume the 2020 season, which was suspended, obviously, due to a COVID-19 pandemic. They're trying to get it back going June 11th through the 14th at the Charles Schwab Challenge. Multiple sources, that's what they're saying. It's expected that fans will not be permitted to attend the event at Colonial Country Club in Fort Worth, Texas. Other early tournaments are also likely to be played without spectators as the tour looks to abide by health and safety guidelines set by the government and health officials. So, might see some golf here in June. So, better, you know. I still think it might be a little early to tell, to say definite, but as far as guys getting together and really trying to get things into works, it's happening.
All right. Well, it's a step in the right direction, you know, and again, we don't want to be we don't want to jump into something that we shouldn't. Mm-hmm. We, you know, it's almost like it's kind of like I'd rather just have like everyone all at once be like, we're back to normal than like this kind of tease. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But it is kind of nice to hear that there's some wheels in motion. You know, there's people with deep pockets that are doing everything they can to be on top of everything to make sure that they can keep those pockets deep and full. So maybe they got an ear on something. I don't know. But
there you go, man. So next hour, I have a story, a NFL. I'll just give you the little headline here. So this will be in the 7 o'clock sports. Experts believe 49ers Super Bowl loss helped prevent mass spread of COVID-19.
Oh, no kidding.
More to come in the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, that was titillating. Very nice, Hunter. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock 100.